Our reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 1 and beginning at verse 1, and you can find it on page 3 in the church Bibles. The beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Lovely to see you all. If any of you can't see, there's loads of space down here. If anyone, child, adult, anyone wants to come and see what we're doing, there's going to be lots of things to watch up here. So, my name's Ali. I'm the music and worship minister here. I'm really excited to be talking to you today. So, why don't you just turn to the person next to you and say, "Hey, you're brilliant. I'm glad you're here." Go on. Great. Hopefully that means you've now at least spoken to one person this morning, if no one else already. So you should know by now that we're looking at creation, the world that God made. And today we're thinking about the first day in the Bible, the very, very, very beginning. Now some people, like my friend Julie Andrews here, would say that the beginning was a very good place to start. So that's what we're going to do. Now, I want to start with a question, so you ready for hands up? If you could create anything in the world, what would you make? Any inventors around here? If you could make something, what would you make? Any people want to? Yes? What would you make? What do you make? Do you want to tell me? Not sure, not sure. Okay, not sure. Let's go around here. Jess, go on.
A big jigsaw puzzle.
A big jigsaw puzzle. Great. Anyone else want to make something? Want to invent a new thing, maybe? What would it be? What do you think is missing in our world? Yeah, go on, Jack.
A massive bouncy castle.
A massive bouncy castle. We like that. Yes, Chloe?
Invisible chocolate to eat in class.
Invisible chocolate to eat in class. I love that. Would they be able to see when it's smeared all over your face? No. It's invisible. Excellent. Anyone else? Over here, over here. Here we go.
A machine which turns people into Spider-Man.
A machine that turns people into Spider-Man. That sounds like great fun. What an interesting bunch of inventors that we've got here. So, we heard already when Graham read the Bible passage for us, so let me remind you. The very first words in the Bible say, "In the beginning, God created," what did he create? He created the heavens and the earth. Wow, isn't that amazing? But at this stage, the earth wasn't in the shape that we know it. It didn't really look like this yet. It hadn't been all kind of created and accessorized, all those kind of things. But it goes on to say in the next verse, doesn't it? "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the earth, over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." Ugh. To me, that sounds more like a dark, wet, slimy kind of swamp thing, the kind of thing that I think about Star Wars, where they're like wading through the swamp. It doesn't sound like our beautiful world, doesn't it? Look at the sunshine and the green outside. It doesn't sound like that. But God hadn't finished yet, luckily. There was so much more to come. Now, it said that there was darkness. That meant there wasn't any light yet. I wonder what that might have been like. Have any of you ever tried to live in the dark? I wonder. Can you imagine? We've got no light, so if all these lights were switched off and there was no sunlight to come in, no light, there was no torches, no batteries, nothing like that, no electric lights, no sun, just the darkness. Now, I would like a couple of volunteers to help me, please. And I would really love if we could have one adult and one kid. So for adults, if you're feeling brave, it's just a little activity we've got to do. Chloe, come on. Brilliant. Anyone else? Jess, do you want to come up? Yeah? Brilliant. Right. Are you any good at drawing? No. Do you think if you drew something, we might be able to recognise what it was? Maybe. Okay, that's good. That's a good start. Jess, what about you? Are you any good at drawing?
I am.
She's confident. She's good at drawing. Excellent. Well done. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to draw something, and you're going to draw it. You're not going to tell us what it is, and they're not going to know. And we're going to see if they can guess. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Easy. What about if we did it in the dark? What about if we blindfolded you?
Yes.
So then you can't see what you're drawing. Shall we see how that goes? Right, my glamorous assistant here is going to help blindfold you all. Right, Chloe, come here. Right, put your hands out. That there is the paper, yeah? Just feel it so you know where you are. Excellent. Here's your pen. Which, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Left-handed.
So which way do you want it? Got it? Excellent. Right, I'm just going to turn my microphone off so I can tell you what we're going to draw. Okay, Chloe's going to draw her piece of artwork for us. Nice. If you can do it nice and big, that'd be excellent, but otherwise we're on the screen. There's a lot of thought going into this. I can see the cogs whirring. Go on.
Go for it.
Go. Can we tell what it is yet? That's from some game show, isn't it? Ooh. Oh. She might be about to ruin my talk example here. 10 more seconds. I'm going to put the pressure on. So we count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, go on. 5, 4, 3, 2.5, 2, keep going. 1.76543.
I think that's pretty good,
Annie. Yeah, that's good. Excellent. 0. Hurrah. Well done. Right. Now you stay. Just come here. Brilliant. Do you want to take your blindfold off?
Okay.
Excellent. Don't tell them what it is. Does anyone think that they know what that is? Yeah. Go on, shout. A cat. Was it a cat? No, not sure. Not sure. Okay, not sure. Right, Jess, your turn. Right, are you right-handed or left-handed?
This hand.
There we go. There's a pen. Excellent. Turn my microphone off. Oh, she's on. She's on. Really quick, really confident. Yeah, happy? Excellent. If you come back with Kate, there we are. Thank you very much. That's it.
Take your blindfold off.
Anyone know what that is? Yep.
A house.
A house. Was it a house, Jess? Was it a house? No, not yet. So that was quite hard, wasn't it? That was a bit difficult. Now, Chloe, can you tell me what yours was?
A dog.
It was a dog. It wasn't a cat. We were close. We were close, but it was a dog.
And what was
yours? A boat. So kind of close. Some people live on boats as houses. That's brilliant. Well done, guys. Do you want to go sit down? We'll give you a round of applause. Thank you. So that was really hard. And that's just drawing a really simple picture. Can you imagine living life in the dark, like trying to clean your teeth in the dark or cook or eat. That does not sound fun. It sounds really difficult to me. I think that God gave us all these senses. The sight, that was the one that we took away when we put the blindfold on. And hearing things and smelling things and tasting things and touching things. And we can use all of those things to help us enjoy God's beautiful creation and how we interact with it too. And we're going to talk a little bit later on about how we might care for God's creation and how we might interact with it as well in our daily lives. So drawing in the dark was pretty difficult, and it would have been a lot easier in the light, wouldn't it? Yeah, definitely. And also, I can be a bit scared of the dark sometimes. It can be a bit creepy, can't it? But it's all right. God didn't leave us in the dark. He knew the first thing that had to change, the first thing he had to accessorize this world with, was creating light. And it says in verse 3, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." So we know that if there'd been light, you'd have been able to draw much more easily. But how amazing is that? God just spoke and light appeared. He didn't have to get his toolbox out or sharpen his pencil or get all the paint and all the equipment or have a big engineered project file and hours of work to come up with the next big invention. None of that. He just said that, and there it was. There was light, there it was. That, I think, is really amazing. And I think that just shows how awesome, how clever, how majestic, how brilliant, and how creative God is. That he can speak things into being. He says the word, and they appear. Even the best, most clever, well-known inventors of our world can't do that. Only God can create something out of nothing. So the light was good. God said in verse 4, God saw that the light was good. And then he separated the light from the darkness. Now, I was thinking about, when do we separate things in our life? So I thought I'd bring my laundry with me. Here's my washing basket. It's quite overfull. We've obviously not had the washing machine on. And I wonder, maybe some of you guys in the front row could come and help me with this. Can you help me get some of this out? Yeah, come on. Up you come. And I don't know if you guys know this, if you help your mums and dads with the washing, but sometimes you have to separate your light stuff from your dark stuff before it goes in the wash. Otherwise, it all comes out a bit grey. Can you do that? Can you separate that for me? Thank you. So God separated the light. They're quite big, those. You right there? Oh, well done. Nearly there. Brilliant. So maybe a bit like how we might sort the laundry basket. And he went, oh, this is all a bit of a mess. I'm going to separate it. And then we're going to have these two different things. Oh, excellent. So shall we put this big black bit, this big dark bit over here? Oh, not quite tall enough for this. I should have bought my stepladder. Excellent. And the white bit, just some old curtains. There we go. So now we've got two separate bits instead of the big, messy laundry basket full of everything joined together. There we go. So God separated the light and the dark. And we end up with this darkness bit and this light bit. And God called the light, he called the light day. And the darkness, he called night. And then there was evening, and then there was morning, the first day. And I think God knew that some of us would prefer the time of day where it was a bit darker. Maybe at night time, in the evening, and some of us would prefer the morning bit. When you put your stickers on the back on the board, can you put your hand up if you put that you're a night owl? Any night owls amongst us? I love that all the kids are saying they're night owls, you poor parents. Any early morning birds? Early birds. Oh, lots of adults. This is not good compatibility in your households, is it? Oh, dear. But I love that he knew that we would interact differently with different parts of the world. And when we invent things, we give them names, don't we? That's exactly what God did. He created the light and the dark, which was the night and the day. But you know what? There are other places in the Bible that talk about light as well. And sometimes we talk about Jesus being the light. If we look at the book of John's Gospel in the New Testament, it talks about the beginning of time as well as it does in Genesis. And the first few verses there say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." When it says he, they're talking about Jesus. "In him," in Jesus, "was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, and the light shines in the darkness." And then it goes on to say, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world." So we talk about Jesus being the light of the world, and he's coming, and he's going to bring light with him. Jesus came to be that light in the world, which can sometimes feel a bit like a dark place. Maybe there are sad things that are happening. Maybe there's things that are really difficult for us to understand and we don't like, and there's really nasty things going on. Or maybe it's just a little bit sad and a bit glum. But Jesus brings light into those situations. He came to make things better. Sometimes we sing about this stuff too. Obviously, me being music and worship minister, I think I like to think about song words when I'm talking. And we sometimes talk, anyone know that song, "Here I Am to Worship"? And it talks about light of the world, you came down to darkness. And that's talking about Jesus coming down to earth as a baby, when we sing it at Christmas particularly. So we're talking about Jesus being the light of the world. There's a book of the Bible called Exodus, and we hear about this guy called Moses, and he went up the mountain to talk to God. And because he'd spent time talking to God in God's presence, his face was shining with light and shining with brightness when he came back down, because he'd been in God's presence. And then there's another song that we're going to sing in a moment, if the band want to start making their way up. And it's called "Shine." And you might think, oh no, kids' song, actions, don't like that. But let me tell you, it says shine from the inside out. And I think that's because if we believe and trust in God and we choose to live for him, then we know that he lives inside of us. So God is in us. And if God is the light, that means we've got light in us too. And then we can shine for him. How cool is that? So not only is Jesus like a light, we can be like lights showing other people who Jesus is too. I love that. Why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, you could be a light for Jesus. Brilliant. Shall we pray? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you created light. Thank you that that means that we've got day and we've got night. And thank you, Lord, that you sent your son, Jesus, to be the light of the world for us. Thank you that when things feel a little bit dark, we know that you can provide light in that place, in that situation. And Lord, we want to be lights for you. We want to shine brightly for you, that other people might see you when they look at us. And I pray that you would help us in our schools, in our homes, in our offices, on holiday, at New Wine, wherever we are, you would help us to be lights shining brightly for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.